Hello, hello, bonjour, welcome. Welcome back to Live You Fully, the essential support structure for the modern evolving woman. We are now stepping into module four. Can you believe it? I will tell you that inside of this particular module, you will feel a shift that you most likely have never felt before in your entire life. The idea of pleasure and the way that women have been taught to relate to pleasure has been really misconstrued, and sometimes we very often push this to the side and think, oh, okay, well, that's just easy. It's too easy to feel good, it's too easy to enjoy. And today, I'm going to be sharing with you really what happens when we deny ourselves pleasure and the kind of impact that can have when you're stepping into the life that you've really been meant to and called to create for yourself. So, pleasure today, discover and define what pleases you, awaken your ability to enjoy, and specifically inside of your Frenchie femtype. Before we move into today's content, we do want to do, as we always do, a quick review of module three. And as we go through this, one of the things that I really encourage you to do is to take the time throughout the module to really pause and to make your notes, to jot down your answers to the questions. This is really efficient and effective. Sometimes we think we'll get back to something, we'll do it later, we don't have the time now. And the fact is that you are taking the time now. So I encourage you to allow yourself to receive what's here for you. And as we go through the module content itself, just pause the recording and go ahead and mark down in your templates the answers that are true for you at this moment. We want to make sure that we don't get stuck in the all or nothing mentality that we've been talking about before, and also don't put things off. Your femtypes will assist you in growing, in refining, and also allowing you to make movement when you can make movement. So this is one of those times. So really quick, did you take the time to complete module three and answer the question? That's a very, very simple yes or no. Did you allow yourself to complete the daily requirements? Again, as we've talked about every week, this isn't about judgment. This is simply an observation for you to see how it is you're currently showing up and potentially any contrast you're experiencing so you can make new choices going forward. This is a little bit more in depth and again, very quick, only about a minute or so of reflection. How are you relating to yourself this week? What's coming up for you? Think about the particular themes and patterns that are present for you in your life right now. Also, think about the kinds of decisions that are showing up for you to participate in your life. You can start to consider your relationships as we move into the Frenchie module as well. And the final question is, what has already begun to shift for you? As human beings, and as they say in spiritual psychology, as souls that are having a human experience, we are constantly shifting and growing. And one of the things that we can really get caught up with inside of the foe type energy is we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And there's a big, kind of truth in that. We're not there yet because we're not done yet. We're constantly growing and evolving. Yet one of the things we want to be aware of is that we are shifting and growing every single day. So taking the time to slow down and feel inside of what has shifted for you. What are you aware of now inside of your life is a powerful opportunity for you to not only increase your capacity to receive, which we talked about last week, but also open you up to the awareness of what it is that you can consistently and increasingly enjoy inside your life. So go ahead and pause the module, take a brief moment to review module three, and I will meet you back here as we step into the next space of Live You Fully with the Frenchie. Okay, so welcome back. Here we go. The truth about pleasure. Are you ready to experience the truth about pleasure? What I'm going to be leading you through inside of this module is a lot of the misunderstandings and, in fact, lies that we've either told ourselves or we've understood in a false way from teachers or society inside of what pleasure really means, and then beautifully and gently lead you into the truth about pleasure and assist you in refining and defining for yourself what it is that pleases you so that you can gift yourself permission to partake and experience your life fully from a new perspective. Your passport for pleasure, that's what we're calling this module. I love this. Just think about that. Think about freedom. When I think about my passport, I think about freedom. I can take that thing and pretty much go anywhere in the world. So my intention is for you to have your passport for pleasure, allowing yourself to feel free inside of pleasure, giving yourself the opportunity to experience as much pleasure as you're capable of inside of every single day. Not just when those huge things happen that you've been wanting to have happen, but inside of every day, giving yourself the opportunity to feel pleasure and also define for yourself what it is that really pleases you. It's so easy to get caught in society's ideas of what should make us happy. And this is an opportunity for you to slow down and really ask yourself, what is it that makes me feel good? So let's start here. Are you avoiding pleasure? I invite you to really begin to think about this. So the first kind of response we can have is, what are you, crazy? Of course I'm not avoiding pleasure. Why would I do that? I'm okay. I want to feel good, right? There's this innate response inside of us. We want to feel good. And yet, the majority of women really are avoiding pleasure for a number of reasons that we're going to talk about today. And I'm excited for you to discover what's been going on inside of you. So we are certainly going to switch this up. I'm sure that you have been told or have heard before this idea of no pain, no gain. This is something that I really detest, and I know that's a strong word, but I really do feel that way. I think if we come at life with the idea and the concept of we have to feel pain in order to gain something, we're really going to be putting ourselves in a very interesting predicament. I am not saying that there aren't points in life where we feel pain and we go through opportunities of growth and stretching ourselves. Those certainly are apparent for all of us. However, coming from the idea that you have to experience pain is what I'm talking about. We're going to let go of that because you feeling that you must experience pain in order to gain something in your life is really going to create a circumstance for you of heaviness, of density, of feeling like things need to be slow, and also, we'll talk about this today, this feeling that, oh, you can't feel too good or the other shoe's going to drop. We're going to talk about that as well. Most women have been taught to avoid pleasure. A lot of women fear that if they ignite pleasure, there's no turning back, meaning that if you start to allow yourself to feel good, maybe you'll get lazy. Maybe you'll never be motivated again. So we'll talk about all of these things and see just what's automatically coming up inside of you as we begin to talk about it. We have quite a few questions here that I am going to ask you to pause and actually answer right away inside your template. Where have you been avoiding pleasure in your life? So feel into this. And again, don't worry about your response being logical or perfect or even needing to overthink it. This is a powerful question for you to answer just right now in the moment. See what comes through you. You've already begun to activate your indie. And as we move into the Frenchie, you are asking yourself for a deeper level of trust. So where have you been avoiding pleasure in your life? Go ahead and pause the module now, answer that question with just a few seconds, and then come back and meet me here. Go ahead and do it. Okay, next question. What do you really feel about pleasure? Give yourself an opportunity to listen to the inner dialogue inside. Do you trust pleasure? Are you afraid of pleasure? Do you think that pleasure's lazy? Do you think that selfish people are allowed pleasure? What is it? What's really going on inside of you? Do you feel that you're worthy of pleasure? That you deserve pleasure? Do you feel that pleasure is something bad? Just really allow yourself to connect with this question. See what's present for you, and then meet me back here. Does it scare you? Really beautiful question, and it might feel very ironic to even ask it. But I invite you to answer this honestly. When we step into pleasure, there is a feeling of losing control. And so you might be relating to pleasure as it's scary, something that you're afraid of, something that you can't control. Some women have been taught that pleasure is bad and something that they need to resist in their lives. This creates mistrust within your body on a cellular level, so that when things actually do feel good, you begin to second guess them and the distrust continues or begins. So feel into this. If you've been taught that pleasure is bad and something that you have to resist in your life, something that you have to sacrifice, then when you do start to feel good, you will second guess it. And feel into this. This is a really big aha and opportunity for you. Do you stop yourself from having a pleasurable experience because you want to avoid the frustration and confusion that you feel when something feels good and your mind says, oh my gosh, then this must be bad or it makes me bad? Heal into this huge inner conflict that goes on inside for so many women. If you have a belief that pleasure is somehow bad, when you allow yourself to feel pleasure and it actually feels good, because hello, that's the whole point of pleasure, there's this huge conflict that goes on for many women inside of, oh my gosh, this feels good, but it's supposed to be bad. Pleasure's not okay. Therefore, you create an immediate mistrust inside of your body. So what happens? What happens inside of this is this causes a cycle of deprivation and overindulgence, feeling good all the way to the tipping point of allowing yourself to feel bad as a form of punishment. So I'm going to slow down because I know we're talking about a high level of awareness inside, and you don't have to intellectualize it. I really invite you to go into the space inside of your inner knowing and feeling and feel how your body inside is responding to what I'm saying. This is an incredibly powerful and potent module. If you have been taught that pleasure is in some way bad, that it's not okay for you, when you begin to experience pleasure in your life, and we're going to talk about three different forms of pleasure today, it works for all three of them. If you begin to experience pleasure in your life and it feels good, which pleasure does, then what happens inside is, oh my goodness, how does this feel good, but it's supposed to be bad? Therefore, I cannot trust myself with this. Pleasure is a natural source and force inside of every human being. So when you do start to feel pleasure, if you have that conflicting duality inside of you, you will push yourself past the point of pleasure into a point of pain so that you can actually justify the belief that you're not allowed to feel pleasure or that pleasure is somehow bad. Don't worry, I'm going to walk you through this entire process and how this works and specific examples inside of this. This is the big aha inside of this module for you to receive. I'm going to invite you to actually give yourself the opportunity to feel what is your earliest memory of pleasure. So slow down for a second, pause the module, and just give yourself some reflection time. Do you remember feeling pleasure? In any form. Again, we're going to talk about the different types of pleasure in a minute. But what is your earliest memory of pleasure and what was associated with it? This is really huge for you to evaluate. So go ahead and pause the module. What is your earliest memory of pleasure? And just see what comes up inside of your body as you feel it. So at this point, you really have a memory. And if you're having difficulty sourcing a memory, go ahead and pause the module and just feel what your current relationship with pleasure is and what comes up inside of you. And you might be able to source a memory, a feeling, or a vibration that way. When you have a distorted relationship with pleasure, and there is something inside of you that fears that pleasure is bad, and there are these conflicting intentions that come forward and create these intense cycles of overindulgence and deprivation, what a woman starts doing is she starts to block pleasure completely. Why? Because it feels safer. It feels safer than going through the cycle of feeling good, but then judging it as bad and having this really deep void and mistrust inside. So many women will actually choose subconsciously to block pleasure altogether. So what happens when you block pleasure? When you do block pleasure, you will become resentful and you might not even be sure why. We talked about the sensual circle early on in the modules. This is very often where women will begin to create a barbed wire sensual circle and not even understand why. This is when the roots of self-trust disappear and your connection with yourself and others is completely lost. You start to numb out, you start to disconnect, you start to just go through the motions. Pleasure is absolutely critical for you in your life. And if you've blocked yourself from receiving pleasure, you will actually sometimes feel like you're just a shell inside of this world, going through the motions day by day. And this is why so many women don't even know what pleases them anymore, because they've completely disconnected from the feeling of pleasure because it feels safer for them to do so. Before we move on to the next segment, I just want to take a moment because I do understand, I remember connecting with this deep knowing inside of myself, and I know how emotional this can be. So you might be feeling a couple of things right now as we open up this module. You may be feeling an intense amount of sadness. You may be actually even feeling confused as the energy starts to move inside of you and you start to wake up to this opportunity to feel pleasure or even recognize that you've been blocking it. You may be feeling even more numb than you were before because you're getting triggered inside and having the opportunity to move forward into a brand new way of living. So wherever it is you're finding yourself, I invite you to receive so much self-compassion in the moment. It's okay. You're doing beautifully. You don't need to intellectualize this. You only have to feel it. So give yourself the opportunity to feel what it is that's true for you in this moment, and then meet me back here for segment number 2 inside of module 4. I have a surprise for you.